House Democratic Leader Richard Hamel is on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. How are you?
Doing okay, Tony. How about you?
I'm doing very well. I wanted to get your take on the jobs numbers. They recently were released. The unemployment rate is up again to 11.2%. When you saw that number, what'd you think?
Well, it obviously told me that we weren't going in the right direction here in the state, and certainly it was disappointing because that's the call. That's what makes the difference in the state right now is job creation, and we need to get on the horse and get working on it better.
Well, nationally, President Barack Obama is being blamed. In the state of Michigan, whose fault is this?
Well, I mean, the president has laid out a jobs plan, and at the federal level, he needs help to get that done and invested in infrastructure, and the plans that he has used in schools is a no-brainer on my part here. In my opinion here at the state, as you know, the governor, I was critical of the governor and the House leadership in a statement for sure, but basically, you know, the change, we haven't seen a job created. We've created this atmosphere for business investment by changing the tax structure, and we've not seen anything happen yet. Any investment that we've seen in the state in the last 6 to 8 months or a year or so is because of the investment that we've made as a state in the past administration's plans. So
the opposition to the president's jobs plan say that this basically is a stimulus plan, an injection plan. It didn't work in some instances. When we talk about Solyndra, $540 million seems to be out the door as they've filed for bankruptcy. So do you think that that jobs plan, especially in the long run, will serve citizens?
Well, I think the jobs plan that he has talked about when it comes to investing in the infrastructure, the roads, schools, you know, all the utilities around the state will make sure it will have an effect long term, because if we don't do something about that now, we're all going to pay the price at a higher rate down the road. So I think that makes some sense. Certainly, the advanced energy credits and other things have been hit and miss for the most part. I think they've been very positive and have worked, and thousands of jobs have been created because of it. So I think the direction is right, and you can never say that everything's going to be exactly right, but at least taking some action makes some sense.
You know, I wanted to get your take. There were a couple of congressional seats, one in Nevada and one in New York, in which Democrats lost, Republicans won. The one in New York had had a Democrat sitting there for more than 90 years. What's this say about the Democratic Party?
Well, I think, you know, just like what happened in Wisconsin, and I just think that people certainly are paying attention to what's going on, and particular individuals. The elections will be about what one person who is in the election is saying and doing and making decisions. And there certainly was a backlash against Wiener for what he had done, and I'm sure the party paid a little bit for that, for sure, just like the Republicans may have paid for some of the things that happened in Wisconsin. So I think you're going to find an interesting election cycle for sure over the next year, and I think it's, you know, there's no bets. All holds barred, everything will be up in the air, and you won't be able to predict anything.
From your perspective, what is Governor Rick Snyder's jobs plan, and what do you think that your jobs plan, your party's jobs plan is?
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious to me that from what I've seen, his jobs plan is to give the tax credits to corporations and tax other folks, and then hope that things work. That's a plan that's not worked in the past, and I don't expect for it to work now. We'd like to see more small business investment, open up opportunities and capital to small businesses, expand the tax credits for some battery advancements that we have seen, and also take a look at the film credits, and maybe even lift the cap on the new jobs training program, which has been very successful all over the state. So I think we're going to roll out some plans here within the next month, and we'll be very specific on some of the things we think need to be done.
Do we need a bridge from Detroit to Canada?
We need a bridge from Detroit to Canada. I think, number one, we need the bridge for the future. And number two, the ancillary part of it is that it creates 10,000 jobs, construction jobs, and tens of thousands of secondary jobs because of it. And I'd like to see Republicans in Michigan act and get this thing going. Plus, we draw down $500 million of Canadian money to help fix roads, which at this time I don't see any will of anybody to come up with dollars to match that federal money. So something's got to be done very quickly.
All right, as we let you go, anything new and newsy that we should be looking from your office?
Not that I can think of. I mean, I think we'll be rolling out education stuff and talking about restoring education money here very soon. And obviously, like I said earlier, we'll be talking about jobs here within the next 30 days and just defending people's rights over the next 30 days also. So I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you, Tony.
House Democratic Leader Richard E. Hamill, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Thank you.